It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Joel Kane and directed by Max Hutto. First, let's peek into the house at 79 Wistful Vista and hear this.
McGee, I just saw Dr. Gamble coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sure looks tired.
What he needs is a long rest and a change of scenery. That's the advice he's always given me. It cost me $5 besides.
Well, I'm afraid there's no rest in the cards for Dr. Gamble this year, dearie. Too many people around here really need him.
Well, I sure hope those people recognized the need for Prudential sickness and accident protection before they needed Doc Gamble. A Prudential insurance company plan like that can sure take a lot of the worry out of any sickness.
That's right.
It can provide you with a regular monthly income if you can't work at your job. Yes, and pay you for as long as 10 years in case of sickness, and possibly for the rest of your life in case of injury.
And the Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day for every type of sickness and for injuries received on the job or not.
And with a hospital and surgical expense policy in your sickness and accident plan, the Prudential could pay a big part of those swapping bills.
Friends, you really ought to ask your Prudential agent to tell you about these wonderful plans tomorrow. It's the kind of day-to-day living protection every family needs.
Mrs. McGee is downtown shopping with her friend Mabel Toops. Mr. McGee is at home with a new magazine as the doorbell rings.
Boy, people sure don't waste any time today. Come in. Well, if it ain't the friendly old family physician. Hi, Waddlebottom.
Good morning, Clamhead. Just passing by and thought I'd look in. Where is your far better half?
Downtown with Mabel Toops. Well, don't stand there in the doorway. Set your satchel down, pull up a chair, and park the pork.
Oh, don't mind if I do, sonny.
Okay, sit down easy.
What you reading? You buy a subscription to another magazine?
Yep. Very fine magazine, according to the salesman. The Homeowner's Review, it's called.
Exciting title. Never can resist a real sales talk myself.
Yeah, them blonde sales talks are murder this year, eh, Ducky?
What to do till the mortgage comes due? How to make rose jelly.
That's jelly you make out of roses.
That's very interesting.
And they got another article on how to make roses out of jelly.
Hey, this looks interesting. It's one of those quizzes to test yourself to see if you're a good husband or wife.
Oh, that one. Are you a louse to your spouse? That's just stuff to fill up the magazine.
Yeah, let's answer those questions just for fun, huh?
Oh, I don't need that kind of stuff. I know what kind of spouse I am.
Now, wait. First question. Do you take an interest in your wife's clothes?
Well, Natch.
What was Molly wearing when she left just now?
Well, sure. Coat and a hat, that's what. And gloves.
Answer, no. Question two. Do you always remember anniversaries? Answer, no. Question three. Are you... Hey, you dropped your cigar ashes all over the magazine.
I'm sorry.
Are you neat in your habits? Need I ask?
Nope.
Are you interested in your spouse's hobbies?
Yes, sir. Molly's hobby's flowers, and I've been reading up on how to make roses out of jelly.
Okay. You got one right so far. Now, let's see. Do you take an interest in your spouse's club and social activities?
I sure do. Yes, sir. Remember her woman's club rummage sale?
Yeah.
Remember how interested I was? I stayed right with her every minute to keep her from giving away my striped blazer and my old army overcoat. A lot of wear left in.
No for that question. Now, are your table manners at home the same as your restaurant manners?
Well, I very seldom tip Molly. Otherwise,
I... very seldom tip waiters, either. Because that all depends on who you show. Now, let's see. If you score 80 to 100, you are a...
Well, nobody's that perfect.
And not you, anyhow. Says, if you score 60 to 80, your mate is very fortunate.
Sure she is. Molly herself
admits. Relax, we haven't come to you yet. Says, if you score 30 to 60, you're not so hot. And, if you scored below 25 on the quiz, you're a horrible husband and probably have a hard time even living with yourself.
What did I score?
18.
What?
Well, there it is, in black and white. Psychology says, as a husband, you'd make a good camel skinner.
Oh, I don't believe in that stuff anyhow. 18, huh? My gosh, how do they know what kind of a... This is scientific stuff, huh?
Well, these tests are usually fairly reliable, yeah.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe I have been giving Molly a bad time. She don't complain much, but of course she never was the complaining type. I don't know. Maybe I ought to kind of turn over a new leaf, huh?
Well, the old one is kind of mildewed on the bottom.
Well, you're not perfect either, Fatso.
That's true, and I'm not married either.
I pity the poor chick who'll have to put up with you.
I have no immediate plans to build a nest, but I suggest you start putting some soft feathers in yours. Yeah. Oh, hey, look at the time. I got to get along. I got some office appointments this afternoon.
Wait till I get my hat and coat, and I'll ride downtown with you, Doc. I want to maybe pick up a box of candy or something for my wife.
That's a good idea.
18. Holy smoke. That's awful, you know it. According to that kind of score, my gosh, I've been a louse as a spouse.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Men who hate to fuss with separate deodorants really go for the Dial idea. Because just your daily bath or shower with Dial keeps you nice to be around all the time. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until skin bacteria attack it. They cause the odor. Ordinary soaps leave thousands of these bacteria. But Dial removes up to 95% of them. For Dial's the only leading soap with AT7 or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. And Dial's AT7 clings to your skin, continuously protecting you for several days if need be. Dial doesn't stop normal perspiration, but it does stop odor before it starts. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
Take your apps off, Mabel, and I'll get some water on for tea.
Thanks, Ma. I can't stay but a few minutes, though.
Time enough for a cup of tea, though. There's some magazines there if you want to look through the ads.
Okay. Oh, I see you get the homeowner's review, too.
McGee bought a subscription to it.
It's a good little magazine. Did you see this test in it?
Kettle's on now. We'll have some tea in a few minutes. What test?
Well, they got a quiz here for husbands and wives by Dr. Blapp. That question and answer business, you know.
Oh, I noticed that. Those things are kind of silly, though.
Oh, this is a good test, Ma. I took it myself, and I did very well. It's accurate.
Oh, those things, they...
Now, wait till I get a pencil. Let's see how you come out on it.
Okay, fire away. It's kind of silly, though.
Oh, question one. Do you take an interest in your husband's hobbies?
Hobbies? I certainly do. I'm at him all the time to put his tools away and pick up his seashell collection.
No, that's the wrong kind of interest. Answer, no. Number two. Are you neat in your habits? Yes.
Thank you.
Are you overly particular about this neatness trait in your husband?
Well, when he messes things up, I sometimes...
Yes, I've heard you. Yes. Score 0 on that one. Do you read the newspaper while your husband is talking to you?
Well, not usually. Not since last Saturday when I was reading the Bonton ads while McGee was telling me we were spending too much money at the Bonton.
Hmm. One more wrong answer. When your husband spills ashes on the rug...
Oh, if Mabel hadn't made me take that test, I... My goodness, I just never realized I was so remiss as a wife. Dear. The poor lad, he never complains. Very much. Well, from now on, he'll have no reason to complain. I've got his favorite dinner cooking. I'll take his slippers to him and one of his cigars.
Hey, Molly. Chickie, where are you, my dear? Your loving spouse has returned.
I'm in the kitchen, dearest.
Huh? Hey, is that you, Molly?
Yes, lover. But stay right there. Don't tire yourself walking out to... Why, dearie, don't bother rubbing those cigar ashes into the rug with your shoe. I don't mind a few cigar ashes on the rug.
Well, I like to keep things neat. Neat, you know. Like to be neat. For my little wife. Say, that's a very pretty house coat you have on.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. So glad you like it.
New, is it not?
Well, practically. Aunt Sarah gave it to me for Christmas. In 42. But sit down. You must be tired.
Well,
that's it. Let me have your shoes. Relax. Here's your slippers. Comfy?
Swell.
And your newspaper.
Oh, I'd never read my paper while you're talking, my dear. And say, I have a great idea. Let's go out for dinner tonight. You could wear your brown dress with the aqua collar and the sequins on the hem.
Hmm?
I noticed it hanging in your closet. I always notice your clothes, of course. Come on. Let's take a night away from cooking.
Oh, what a sweet thought. But I've already got dinner ready. Pork chops. Mm. Just what you love.
Very well, then, my dear. Leave us dine together at home. My arm, my dear.
Thank you, sir. And you don't have to tip me. I've cooked everything you like to eat.
Ah, that was a delightful dinner, my dear. But delightful.
So glad you enjoyed it, sweetheart.
Leave us sit here in the living room and chat about your social and club activities, your interests. Here, sit right there in the easy chair.
Well...
That's it. Relax. Here, put your feet up on the ottoman. That's the way. I'll sit right over. Don't move, my dear. I'll get it. Come in.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi, Miss McGee. Hi.
Oh, hello, Teenie.
Hello, dear. Come in.
You're just in time to join my wife and I in a discussion of her women's club activities.
Hmm?
Oh, no, dearie. I'd much prefer we discuss bowling and basketball. My husband's hobbies are my first concern.
Huh?
Hmm?
What's so hilarious, my child?
You and Miss McGee.
Hmm?
You talk funny.
Who, me? I talk funny? Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, I got a confession to make.
Don't tell me. I already know. You took that marriage quiz in the magazine, too.
Yeah, and I flunked.
That I could have guaranteed.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. So did I.
You?
Yeah. I guess we're pretty well mated after all. Sit down there and read your paper. And don't get any more ashes on my rug. Come on, Teeny. I got some cookies in the kitchen. You can...
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Now I'd like to tell you about a television set that really stands out above all other TV sets you've ever seen. Crosley's superb Super V 21-inch table model that sells for as low as $149.95. This beautiful Crosley is a fine example of why we say, feature for feature, Crosley gives you more for your money. You get the biggest, brightest picture in TV today, thanks to Crosley's cinema widescreen and the amazing aluminized picture tube, a really big picture that's up to 40% brighter. What's more, this handsome Crosley Super V has a cabinet that will add beauty to any room in your home. But why not see it for yourself? Drop in at your Crosley dealers and ask him to show you the beautiful big 21-inch screen Crosley Super V table model that sells for as low as $149.95 walnut finished, or for as little as $1.99 a week.
McGee, please watch those cigar ashes.
Molly, you're not going to start harping again about neatness. Remember, you flunked that marriage quiz just like I did.
That's right, dearie.
Yeah, I got a grade of 18.
Only 18? I got 35. What have you got to say to that?
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Mary Jane Croft as Mabel. This is John Wald inviting you back for more fun tomorrow night with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Laugh with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve, that is, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.